Welcome, people, to another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. Wow. Mm. I never thought we'd be back here.
No, I was like, damn, we still doing this shit?
When was the last time we did this?
This particular podcast, like a month and a half ago, some shit like that.
Damn, it's only been a month. I thought it was like the whole year.
the last we did was Men in Black, correct? Was that the last
one? Wow, yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time
ago. Hey, you got to go out on the bang. You don't want nothing to destroy your child. You know what? Do we see that after or before Suicide Squad?
That was the same week.
I think that's why we stopped doing it and lost hope. That's why.
Yeah, like, fucked.
You know, there's some people saying for the DC, it's just like, I don't think they're destroyed yet, but we have to wait till that Wonder Woman film. If that film comes out and is bad, then we know DC's got a problem. It's like, damn, if the three movies we don't know got a problem.
Yeah, man. These motherfuckers are still saying, oh, wait, just still kid, just wait. Just wait.
It's like, dude.
Come on, man.
It's like, dude, after three movies in a row, it's like,
Come on, just pull the plug.
Like Cody said, reboot. That's
reboot this shit.
Hey, man, Justice League, though. Come on.
But, yeah, okay.
This is a very special edition of the movie, Spoiling at the Movies. I almost fucked that up. Mm-hmm. Like, movie like, we ain't been here in a while. It's like, oh, what show is this
again? Yeah, what is it?
But, because we're doing our first TV show. Anyway,
yes, we are.
A TV episode, if you will. Mm-hmm. Damn, Christopher Yost wrote this, huh? Wow.
Oh, that's the dude at Max Hill, right?
Yeah. Goddamn. Fuck. Oh, man.
I really don't get it.
You know, it's the same thing we say when we do these DC Marvel animated films.
Yeah, they do this badass animated flick. You see, look at their track record. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, because this dude did the Batman, too. He wrote the Batman, Cody. One of the worst Batman adaptations of all time. And then you see his other work, what he did with Marvel. He's just like, wow, he wrote Earth's Mightiest Heroes and a couple of the X-Men stuff. And he's just like, damn. Then he did Max Steel. And he's just like, wow.
Fuck, get a job.
Why the fuck can't you stay consistent?
That's a better question. The fuck is wrong with your brain?
It's like, oh, this dude has no experience. No, he has nothing but experience working on superhero shit.
He has plenty of experience. Just inconsistent as shit.
Yeah, dude, matter of fact, everything he's worked on has been nothing but superhero shit, Cody.
Wow, okay.
So how do you fuck up Max Steel?
Wow, man, Max Steel, that was DOA. Never had any decent material behind it.
Hey, Cody, he's writing that Thor Ragnarok, though.
Oh, God, is he?
Yes, he's...
Oh, you did mention that.
That's
fuck,
his next
man.
Film, Cody. That's his next...
Damn. I was looking forward to that goddamn movie, too.
I want two hits off my nails, like...
Shit, every news blurb I hear about the movie gets me excited until that shit.
You know what gets me more excited about Thor is I'm excited to open that world of space up just a little bit more. I feel like we're going to get some new creations, maybe in the background, something like that, you know?
Yeah, since the director came out and said it's going to have like a 70s, 80s retro vibe to it.
Oh, my God, like, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And then you look at this writer and you go like, well, I don't know how I can stay true to myself, Cody.
I can't stay true to myself and stay high for this movie.
Damn, I shouldn't have told you that. It's like, oh.
No, you just fucked that up for me.
Oh, man, because... Yeah, he's kind of got like a back and forth fucking. Man, he did the Fantastic Four World's Greatest Heroes show back in 2007. You remember that fucking?
A little bit.
I think it was like one season or something like that.
Oh yeah, very vague. But yeah, I kind of remember.
I think it was the one they had on Cartoon Network trying to look all like it was like anime style and shit.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah. He did that, and that was right before. That was right after he did the Batman.
Is there like nobody else to write these fucking superhero shows? It's like the same five people.
They got experience, Cody.
I'm like, damn, that's a fucking diversity, man. It's your fucking choice.
Oh, he did Wolverine and the X-Men. He did the Hulk versus. He did the next Avengers Heroes of Tomorrow movie.
Yeah.
I think the best thing he's done is fucking Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Yeah. Did he write this episode?
Yes, he did, Cody.
Okay, I can see a little bit. Yes. Yeah.
I was about to say, this is probably where his downfall started to kind of kick out. It's probably when he got rid of his ass. They said, you know, we got to cancel this show. Oh, my Lord. But yeah, we're talking about Avengers Assemble, which was the name of this episode, which is the very last episode of Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, a 2010-12 year run, I believe, and stuff, which I thought from start from the beginning, this show was awesome as hell. I was like, oh, my God.
It kicked ass.
I was like, finally, a good Avengers show.
Yes, that's what the shitty ones before, but this one works.
Especially Marvel needed it at this time, especially with Disney, especially after that that shitty-ass reboot of Spider-Man, the Ultimate Spider-Man, just like, oh, God. It's because Spectacular Spider-Man was on, and he was just like, they got rid of a good Spider-Man show for this shit, huh?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Where Avengers Assemble, that new Avengers show that grew on me, Spider-Man Unlimited, Ultimate, whatever, still is yet to fucking grow on me.
Like, yeah, aren't they rebooting that shit, too?
Yes, they are. Good. Fucking good. I've sat through all season trying to watch that show, and it's like every episode I'd be like, oh, this is a good episode. Then it would just get back to that motherfucker being annoying as shit. And he's just like,
yeah, man, I sat through like three episodes, man. And I was like, no, this work. Humor doesn't work.
No, and I don't like this fucking team up with him. And man, I was like, what's the fucking point of having this team if you don't fucking use them?
Yeah.
I really don't get it. And then they did that Agent Venom series. I was just like, oh.
The words of Venom.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, the most uninteresting fucking Venom of all time.
Flash right? Thompson. Who the fuck thought that was a good idea? Making Venom a secret agent. Come on.
Yeah. that blows my... And making it Flash Thompson while people...
Yeah, what?
Yeah, that was another thing. I was like, oh, God. Even the thing they did with, like, Dr. Octopus and shit like that, they made like some fucking troll under the bridge. So I was just like, I was like, man, this is like, it ain't quite the Batman, but it's like halfway there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like got a notch above the Batman, but it's like when you look at some of their characters, like you look at Dr. Octopus, you go like, yeah, that's like the equivalent to the Joker on the Batman, probably.
Yep.
Yeah. I think Yost wrote that too, didn't he?
Yeah,
he probably did with his sorry ass. Anyway, I fucking hate that. I don't know how to feel about this guy. He's like Mark Wahlberg.
I think he's trash. That's how you feel about him.
He's kind of mediocre trash, Cody.
Dude, just straight trash.
Hey, Cody, he's going to write Ragnarok, don't you worry.
Nah, shut the fuck up.
Hey, maybe the power of Marvel and Disney will step in on him.
He ain't the only writer on that, right? He's the only first draft, right?
Actually, he's not the only writer on that, so... Because it's like, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank Lord. He's not the only writer on that, so yeah, that's something, I think. I hope. I can only pray. when I heard the show was getting canceled for a new man, I was like, oh... Because this is at a time where fucking Young Justice and Green Lantern was getting cast. Like, oh, ain't this a bitch, huh? Mm-hmm. Now is DC and Marvel collaborating on canceling shit together or something? What's the fuck going on?
Seriously.
Here? And at Avengers Assemble, it took me a while to get into that. I was like, ugh, this is not a good start at all.
Yeah, it was just,
Yeah, I think it didn't start getting better until it started actually incorporating some of the movie shit. Oh, no.
When
Thanos and they did the Ultron stuff. I think it was, at the first episode, it was trying too hard to be like the movies. And it was just like,
you definitely see that.
So he did that whole thing with the Chitauri and shit, and you just like...
It's actually doing that now too. Black Panther in there. I saw the little preview. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I saw some of that too. Whatever. But they made Thanos really good in that series.
Yeah.
Some of their other villains as well too. But we get into this one here, and I gotta say, I had mixed feelings after watching this episode the first time. But then I was like, oh, I guess I can't really blame any fucking body because they're the one that got last minute call. Hey, we canceling this shit, by the way. So
yeah, considering what they had to go through, the circumstances, I didn't think the episode was bad.
It was
entertaining for the most part.
It was one of those episodes. It felt just like the last episode of Young Justice. It felt rushed. Which I don't know if I can criticize really, because it's like,
you really can't.
These writers got that last minute call saying, "Hey, we canceling this shit. Make a last episode." And Ryan's just like, "Oh, well, we really don't got no choice but to just go out with the biggest baddie of all time, I guess, right? Because that's the only way it'll feel satisfying by ending it and feels like, oh, it's a proper send off or something like that." Rewatching it just before we started this again, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I mean, I can't shit on it for being rushed or anything like that because they didn't really have much of a choice, to be honest.
Right.
And the fact they shouldn't get the hell about this. That rat came in and said, oh boy, how many people I can fire today? You can keep a job. You don't get a job. So he was doing an Oprah on their asses and shit with their jobs or whatever. But my favorite parts is come halfway in here, is when it comes in with Thor.
Oh my dude, the best dialogue change I've probably ever seen, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did Devil Thug write that? No way. No way. That, cause that man, that Jesus, you talk about getting hyped. Hey, oh my god.
Hey Cody, he wrote that, so maybe he'll have some badass lines for Thor Ragnarok, man. I'm telling you, I don't think they're getting the right... Man, we've said it before. What's that boy? Josh Whedon just seems to know Thor more. If anything, he should have been directing those movies. More so than anything.
I agree. Especially that second one.
Both of them in a way. But that's okay. The first one's okay.
I like it.
Yeah, the first one's cool. I don't have a shit doing it. But the third one... Watching this one, I said, you know what? Thor is kind of a star of this one in a way. I mean, he has the most lines. And plus, he's got the coolest ass scene. Now, my favorite character in the Marvel is Thor. And, you know, I love his battles with Galactus, especially his latest runs with him. When the old man Thor, you know, or King of Asgard Thor, fights old man Thor. I'm thinking of fucking Logan.
Oh man.
I'm thinking of fucking Logan. I saw that fucking poster they revealed of that fucking villain. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man, y'all just trying not to get me excited for this, huh? Like, I just don't give a fuck.
Is that Mr. Freeze? Who's
that? Like that fucking thing from Prometheus or whatever. It's just like, oh. It's like, oh, okay. A skinnier version. It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, is that before he got into the Captain America machine? What's going on here? But it means hope, Cody. And it's like, shut the fuck up. This movie sucks. But, man, The Him vs. Thor was some of my favorite books reading. Galactus vs. Thor was some of my favorite books in there. Because it's like, you got two superpowered beings beating the shit out of each other for the battle of the world and shit. It's just like, yeah, I don't really see much. And you can tell kind of Captain America, he kind of got the shaft in here. Because he's like, he's standing around.
Hey, you have your part of that badass dialogue exchange.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. That badass dialogue exchange.
I'm telling, man, this might be one of my favorites of all time, man. I might be able to lie to you.
That is the best Spider-Man, Thor, and Captain America trivia exchange.
It's perfect.
I love that shit. Perfect. When Galactus, when they destroy Galactus' machines and he brings them back and they're like, oh, it's... I love because Mr. Fantastic, too, he's just like, this ain't no would-be conqueror or supervillain or anything like that. This is the end of the world. And then Spider-Man's like, why aren't you worried? I'm worried. And then Captain America's like, because I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
The thunder. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. And you see the lightning just engulfing the city of New York and shit. You just like, oh, my God.
Man, you cannot be a comic book fan and not get hyped off that shit. That just chills. It's going straight down the fucking your back. Oh, my God. God.
Because it's like Thor threw everything out the window. He's like, I don't give a damn about the Avengers or anything like that. He's like, I'm the protector of this world right now. I'm like, oh, shit. I mean, because you saw beforehand War Machine try with his little fucking pewty-ass unibeam.
Yes.
With Captain Marvel, who kind of pushed him back a little bit but didn't do anything. But then Thor comes in, one strike, puts that motherfucker on his knees. And he's just like, oh, shit. I like my Galactus more talkative and to be talking shit.
Of course.
You gotta have that arrogant. You gotta have the arrogant god versus the arrogant fucking world eater. I mean, that's just you got to have that. I got this dialogue exchange pulled up right here, though.
Oh my god. I'm freaking out. Why aren't you freaking out? Because I can hear it. Hear what? Thunder.
Oh my god. I love the voice work of Captain America, by the way.
Yes.
That line just wouldn't have worked without that voice work right there. Just sounds so fucking meaningful and deep. You just like, I believe it, Cap.
Hell yeah.
Shit, when he ain't worried, you shouldn't be worried then.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, he's pushing Galactus back, people, with just lightning bolts right now or whatever. He got him on a knee. Take a knee, bitch, to the god of thunder. And he just comes in flying. He's just like, no fear at all. Throws that hammer. Have at thee. That's right. Get on a knee, bitch. Bow.
Oh, my god. Prince of Asgard. For today, above all things, I am an avenger.
Damn! that was easily the best. Man, matter of fact, that was the best dialogue exchange throughout this whole show.
Oh, God, yes.
throughout this whole series. I love a lot of episodes in this series.
Yeah.
But the dialogue exchange in this one easily was the best. I mean,
oh, my God. Killer. fucking killer.
I would love Cody. I would kill to see that in a movie.
Oh, my God. Some shit like that. Infinity Wars replaced Glex with Thanos.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, you need to take this as a blueprint, Infinity War, and do that with Thanos.
I would fucking die.
I'm talking about, like, Avengers are down and out and stuff like that. Cap gets up and, you know, it's just like, you know, what we do. Thor, he comes back from wherever he's from, Asgard. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much, we got to see Ragnarok first to see if he stays there or goes back to Earth or anything like that. But he comes back down. He tells fucking Thanos, he's just like, you think the Infinity Gems scare me? I'm the Prince of Asgard, you know, or at that point probably might be the King of Asgard.
Right.
This is my world under protection. And he just throws that hammer at fucking Thanos, knocks him off his ass. I want that to be like the first hit Thanos gets.
Hell yeah.
It's gotta be something. He's like, oh, maybe they got a chance, you know, and stuff. So, I say you end that like on a cliffhanger for, well, I guess it ain't part two no more. So,
right. Two separate movies. Yeah.
Because that would have left me with my damn jaw on the ground for part two. I'd have been like, oh, that was so good. God damn it. I even like the line, though, too, when Iron Man says, your call, Captain. He's like, put the call out.
Hell yeah.
And you already know what's about to happen. You see all the heroes pop up and stuff.
Goddamn right.
I like how they put Johnny Storm with the water element. I'm just like, damn, this motherfucker just can't catch a break. Why would you send this brother with the water element?
I just want his ass to die.
It's like they send him a sign. Like, we want you to shut the fuck up is what we want here. Why can't these movies get fantastic? Well, I guess because it's fucking Fox. I was going to say.
Yeah.
How many adaptations we seen of Fantastic Four done right now by their personalities? Why can't we get this translated to screen?
It really ain't that hard.
It's not that hard no more.
It's never been that hard, actually.
These motherfuckers, they was on screen for about 2 minutes.
Yes.
And I got more from them than I did for 3 weeks. I understand that Sue can't keep her powers up that long. Reed Richards is a genius. The Thing, he's just there. And Mr. Human Torch himself, whatever, he's a fucking talkative prick. I got all of that in 2 minutes of their fucking screen time on here.
All you mean.
And yet I can't get that out of 3 movies, Cody.
Pathetic.
3 fucking 2-hour length films. Movies. I was thinking of Captain America. I was like, damn, you kept War Machine on your team, bro? Shit. I was like, man. I mean, I'll give Iron Fist probably a pass, but I'm like, shit, dude, I would have thought you'd kept the big guns with you. I'd have been like, yeah, I'm going to keep fucking Hulk and Thor with myself. Right. So I was like shit, I like how Bucky received that call. I'm like, where the fuck was he at, huh? He's got an Avengers communicator or something like that. It's like, okay, this dude's hanging out. What was your best, what was your best part of the shit, but anything else in this episode stand out to you as being like, oh, man, that was badass as hell, or that was cool to see as a comic book fan?
You know what? Overall, it was just cool to see this episode come to fruition. You literally saw everybody.
Yeah.
Every fucking body. But like you said, the biggest problem with this whole episode was rushed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even remember the episode before this, so my memory is vague. But I did watch this entire season, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't remember what led up to this particular episode, so that's why I can't really give like a full estimate. You know what I mean?
I think I had it down, too, whatever. I think the last episode was the Kree, the Live Kree or Die episode.
Yes. So did the Kree go straight into the Galactus?
Yeah, because this is when Captain Marvel, they went to space to fight. I remember that was another badass episode with Thor, too, was where he was just like, you guys get to the head person of the Kree. He's like, I'll handle the rest of these guys by myself. Mm. It's like, God damn, that's a whole army, Thor. And he's like, I'll take care of all these myself. And I was like, oh, well. Because I want to say the second season is where Thor really, like, stepped his game. Because he got his new armor and shit. And he got, like, stepped up all of them. But yeah, they went right to the Kree to this. But I know before that, though, because it was 2 episodes with the Kree thing going to their planet. But I know before that it was the New Avengers where they had Spider-Man and
right. Okay, that I do remember. It was with, like Luke Cage and all that.
Yeah, it was when Kang the Conqueror came in. Which, oh my God, Cody! I think you told me Fox has him. Has him?
Yeah, Fox has Kang for whatever fucking reason.
Bitch,
I do not understand that. I do not understand that. Oh, makes no sense.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. We had never been seen
no Daredevil villain, no X-Men villain. You know, I don't understand that. He's straight up a Avengers villain. I don't know how. Ever since Fox got him, makes no fucking sense.
They ain't gonna do shit with him neither. That's
the not do a damn thing.
Damn, Fox had all their good villains, huh? Shit.
Yeah, all the well, y'all the upper echelon, yeah, pretty much.
No wonder you've seen his weak ass. It ain't cause
yeah,
they.
Yeah, y'all wonder why.
It ain't cause they trying to rush through these movies and the lights cause they ain't got no, they ain't got the good villains.
Oh my God!
They couldn't have a Creed. They had fucking the Chitauri. Fucking Fox still on the crease. Oh my God! Ah, damn, what the hell they gonna do with Kang the Conqueror?
Not a fucking thing.
Oh my God! I will
just
fucking
sit on him. Oh, don't just sit on him.
That'd be a badass Avengers villain right there, man. I'm telling you.
I'd be the perfect next villain for the Avengers after Thanos.
Oh, hell yeah. Especially if you could just throw a little segue in there with maybe Captain Marvel or something like that.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, ended on a stinger or something like that with that. Saying, oh, this could be the next Avenger or something like that. Or shit, that'd be even badass where he came down after they defeated Thanos. He came down and said, you know, he was some would-be conqueror or whatever. I'm the truly the emperor of your world or something like that. Some line like that, they're like, oh, shit. yeah, I'm with you, man. I enjoyed the hell out of this episode. There's not really much to say about it because it's only 23 minutes long.
Yeah, right.
But overall, for the rushed content that it was, I thought it was still damn good. It was actually sad watching this show. I was like, man, God damn it, shit.
Yeah.
What they got replaced with, like, you know, obviously we know Young Justice and Green Lantern, they got replaced with some shittier ass fucking shows.
Oh, God.
I mean, they just keep getting worse or whatever. So it's like, it was,
don't even give a fuck.
It was funny enough. Christopher Yost came in with the Batman. What was that? Batman. Beware the Batman.
Beware the Batman.
Beware the Batman and Teen Titans Go.
Both bullshit.
And then we got Avengers Assemble, which was shit at first, and it was like, I guess we got to get through, like, fucking, it's like fucking watching a live-action TV show. You got to get through half the season first. Just,
right.
To get into something golden here and stuff. Overall, man, I don't think I'm just going to give this a C. I enjoyed the hell out of this. It was great seeing all the characters come together as one. It was great seeing Avengers Assemble. The ending was fucking cheesy as hell, but whatever. It's all them standing there in the crowd. Going, yeah! They do that shit in every cartoon ending.
Always.
Every fucking cartoon that ends or get canceled, something they do that shit all the time. Where the city is just you go get them. Yeah, he gives a thumbs up. Whatever, you know. but seeing Galactus on screen. Come on.
That's always nice.
Yeah, not a cloud. You know, that's
no, not a fucking cloud. That's an entity.
I remember I saw a fucking comment that said, don't you guys feel like that makes Galactus stronger that you don't see his presence, but you
don't
feel
make
it?
Any goddamn sense.
I said, well, it's nice to know there's one moron out there defending that shit. So
Jesus Christ. Fuck. Oh, God.
I gotta send you that comment. He goes along to. He's like, I feel like Galactus' presence was felt. He's like, oh.
Yeah, you really want to see that big giant guy in a purple suit? Yes.
Yes. I do, actually. you know how many cheesy ass costumes I'm seeing work on this goddamn screen? I want to see it. You saw Captain America's costume in Avengers.
Yes, I did. Oh, God. Terrible.
That boy looked like he was going up for that Star Spangled Banner again or something like that. That's what he said. So, yes, I do fucking want to see him in that goddamn purple suit. Hey, you know what? Be a dark purple. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, that game right there, that Galactus is in there, he looks fucked perfect. Yeah. Like that. Perfect.
Oh, I want Galactus in there. You think Fox will ever do anything with him?
No.
Hey, Cody, but they're going to tackle space in the next X-Men movie, probably.
No, God. Reboot.
Cody, it's been like fucking 9 movies now, and they just now get into space. It's like, man, y'all should have probably been gotten
there. Y'all used to ditch the singer verse, man. It's time.
It's like 9 movies. It took y'all to get to space, huh? And it still don't make any sense why y'all would even go to space right now. So.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all like have no good segues into getting into like, Oh, how are we going to get here to there or whatever? But I digress. I give it a C. Cody, final thoughts.
Shit, man. I'm tempted to give this a high C. It's based on that dialogue change alone.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm not bullshitting you, man. That shit. You talk about getting hyped. That shit gets you fucking hyped. And it came at a perfect moment, too. That episode, like, when it lasts, like, 5 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Fuck it. It's a high C just because that dialogue. You're right. That dialogue is worth watching this whole episode.
Yeah, this episode has problems, of course. Man, that dialogue change supersedes all that shit. So I don't give a fuck. I see it, goddamn.
He said supersedes all that shit. Probably one of the best fucking dialogue exchanges in all of Marvel Universe.
I'm telling you, it is.
Like, even the TV shows on Netflix, the ABC show, the fucking movies and stuff. It's easily probably the best. Like, I'd put that up there with the highest comic book praise of all comic books.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's up there with Punisher Warzone for me.
Easily. that's not hyperbole, people.
No, that's a great movie. We gotta do commentary on that one. Just us laughing. Just us laughing. That movie has been reviewed on this site like goddamn 6 times, I think, or something.
Hey, it deserves it, man. That movie is one of a kind.
It's the greatest superhero film of all time.
It's a fucking gem, man.
That's why I banned the next Punisher movie. That's why I banned. It's not worthy. If it takes itself too serious, nah, it's not my Punisher. I'm gonna become a DC fan or whatever. It ain't my movie. Nah. Oh, I can watch this over and over and repeat, people. Damn. Hits him right in his fucking core. Damn, just the bass in his voice, Cody. It's like, this world is under my protection, man. Like, I think that's one of the many problems with Thor, books, movies, all that shit, to be honest, is, my God, they go so much back and forth on his powers and how much power he
has. That's the thing, dude, his power levels in these fucking movies, man. Like, man, you know this dude's a god, right?
I didn't realize that, right? He's probably the... Not a doubt, no. He is the strongest Avenger. He's without a doubt. I think that's the problem. Like, even in the books, I have problems with that. It's just like, wow, they always hold back on him. It's just like...
Yeah, fucking neutering him.
Yeah, exactly. They neuter him because they know if he steps on the scene, oh, shit's about to get fucked up. I think this second season, they really did capture that moment of like, oh, Thor is like their biggest gun on the team and shit. Like, that's why they had to get rid of him for a while. And then when they brought him back, he was just like... the absolute shit of the team. Like, he comes up, oh, you better run then. And I think with the movies, oh my God, they hold back so much on his powers and shit like that. Like, I don't know if you remember that first Avengers, though. That motherfucker closed a whole portal with his thunder and whatever. Like, he sent all those fucking giant-ass Chitauri machines. He sent, like, 3 of those back, Cody, with his thunder. I was like, oh, okay, well... I was like, man! I said, did anybody else just see this shit? He just took down 3 portals of these fucking things. I think Joss Whedon tried to fucking bring it in there. I mean, there was that scene, too, where he showed up and started beating the shit out of the Ultron robots, and they was like, and Ultron's like, oh, Thor, you're bothering me or whatever, but they didn't even go on that neither.
Yeah, see, that was a problem. Ultron was giving the problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
His ass, I was like, okay, well.
And easily, because we've seen in this show too, Avengers Are My Heroes, he's beating the fuck out of Ultron, especially that episode where they thought he killed Thor, and he showed up back and he was like, I'll have word with thee or whatever, and he just started beating Ultron's ass and stuff like that. But and the problem with Thor is like, you know, you'll have like these minor ass villains, and you'll have these villains who don't even fucking pose a threat to him.
Nope.
But with the way you make it seem is you weaken Thor and just going like, I know he's stronger than this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is why I don't think, because I know a lot of people always say that with Superman. That's why I don't think it'll work with Superman, because it's just like, yeah, by this point, we already know he's more powerful than that. So it's like, weakening him, that doesn't do a damn thing for me, actually.
Right.
So when you do it with Thor, he's just like, yeah, he could probably take down this whole damn city if he wanted to.
Yes, he could.
The very first episode of Avengers Earth's Mighty Hero, they had a villain on there, Graviton.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a badass episode.
I remember that.
Jesus Christ. I was like, I remember this before the movie came out, The Avengers. I was like, shit, if you need a villain for fucking Avengers, I was like, damn. I was like, this dude really took it to the city, to the Avengers. Mm-hmm. I was like, they started fighting back and forth. Thor was the one that was taking it to him the most. I was like, damn, this was a badass way to kick your show off, I guess. So, yeah, I think that's, for me, it's been a continuity problem with Thor, is they just fucking go back on his power level. Yeah. And shit. I've been saying it all. I want to see that really cocky Thor where he just comes in and says, hey, y'all ain't shit to me, really. I'm saying, like, you're really not, you know? You're really not. I mean, you keep throwing fucking little hints in here. I hear General Roth talking about, you know, where Thor is at and stuff like that. Yeah, I know you're worried and all, but that ain't enough. I need to see him, like, dispose of motherfuckers and shit like that.
Fucking shit up.
Yeah, so high seeds from both rounds. Well, Cody, so what would be your next Marvel?
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, your next Marvel or DC entity. Because we know the next time we'll be back is for my so-called live action with Street Fighter, the animated series movie. Mm. The animated movie, I mean, not series, but the movie. Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time, but I loved it back in the day.
Yes.
What would be your Marvel or DC animated thing to pick for the next time we come back here?
Marvel or DC animated thing. It's fine. I don't know if it's my turn.
Shit, I'm trying to think. First of all, I'm trying to think which one we ain't done yet. Which one we haven't done. That's a good question, huh?
Shit. Can we search on Google now?
Well, you know what? Curtis is going to give his answer when we come back this week later on. Probably movie spoilers. I don't know.
Yeah, I was doing movie spoilers.
Yeah, we'll give his answers then. Because, yeah, I'm trying to think myself. Damn, which ones we haven't done already?
Yeah.
Because I think we've done them all now.
I had like one or two we haven't done yet. Like new ones. At least I haven't seen.
The Throne of Atlantis.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. So.
Maybe.
We'll talk about that.
Oh, I already got one. A new one just came out. Remember? The Killing Joke.
Let's do it. Why not?
You want to do The Killing Joke?
Let's do The Killing Joke. That'd be fun to talk about.
Okay, good, because I fucking hate them.
I've grown to kind of just like, I liked it at first, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it then. All right, people. Well, I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And we'll be back for another edition of Spoil at the Movies. Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards, you. Mm-mm-mm.